A new report says there are a million fewer students in colleges and universities around the country since the pandemic began. According to the National Student Clearinghouse, that's a 6.6% decrease, the largest two-year drop in more than 50 years. The biggest decline is happening with community colleges. They're seeing a 13% drop during the pandemic. Those schools tend to be the nation's least expensive colleges and primarily serve people from low to moderate income families. There are nearly a thousand of those schools in the U.S. One theory was that enrollment at all colleges might pick up the past fall semester, but the Clearinghouse says it appears that many 2020 high school grads have opted to work instead. Community college officials are now trying to figure out how to recruit and retain students, including with financial help and dual enrollment programs with local high schools. You can join us at 800-642-1234. Do you attend a community college or one of Wisconsin's technical colleges? Are you taking some time off? Are you planning on going back at some point? What would it take to get you to re-enroll? If you faced that decision, or maybe your kid did this year, last year, what was the decision between college, technical college, and work? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We're going to talk about some of the bigger picture stuff around the country in just a bit. First, an update on Wisconsin's technical colleges. Rich Kramer is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, you asked around a couple months back with our technical colleges in the state. What kind of things did you hear?
There was a wide variation in the percentage change in terms of enrollment by campus. So the technical college system puts out something called the Fact Book. It's an annual report on enrollment and all kinds of other things. And it had some pretty shocking numbers. From 2020 to 2021, the system saw a decline in enrollment of about 13%, 13.2. But some of the colleges within the system saw humongous declines. So, for example, the Nicolet Area Technical College, 32.8% decline. Madison Area Technical College, MATC, down 26.5%, 19% decline in enrollment at Gateway Technical College. Meanwhile, you had some campuses that only saw a fluctuation of about, 1.5% or so. So really a wide variation. And whenever I would reach out to technical college presidents or other administrators to ask about this, there was still a lot of optimism. People felt that this was going to be a blip in the radar and that it would correct. And I heard that there was a lot of enthusiasm. They would look at applications coming in and say that, there's a lot of pent-up demand, but still some pretty interesting numbers.
Did any of the officials you talked to talk about changing their strategies, having to do things to meet students where they are and try to turn those numbers around, or was it just kind of a wait-and-see approach?
I think higher education overall, with the pandemic and a lot of the face-to-face meetings and campus tours kind of out the window, there has been a lot more personal approach to recruiting students. So I heard that there was a lot of phone calls, real simple, but just getting on the phone and reaching out to applicants, encouraging them to keep, going with the process of applying. So a lot more personal kind of approach rather than just sending out, letters saying you've been accepted, et cetera. They really followed up to keep those kids on track.
Rich, thanks a lot for starting off our conversation today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. We talked to him about the drop in student enrollment in the state's technical colleges, part of a nationwide trend. Martha Parham joins us now for a look at what's happening around the country and what's being done to recruit and retain students. She's Senior Vice President of Public Relations for the American Association of Community Colleges. Martha, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Rich just gave us the numbers here in Wisconsin. Does that reflect a trend around the country?
Absolutely, it does. We're seeing about a 10% across the board in declined enrollment at the nation's community colleges, which, as he mentioned, is quite alarming.
Can you talk about the role of community colleges here in Wisconsin? We call them technical colleges. In the first place, what is the basic concept and who they're reaching out to?
Oh, absolutely. The official term is they are there to serve those that can benefit. So really, our audience is anyone that can benefit from higher education. Community colleges across the nation serve about 12 million, 11.8 million students across the country. 6.8 million are in credit programs, or what the traditional kind of associate degree first 2 years of college. And 5 million are in what we call tech career and technical education programs. So there are a lot of reasons that community colleges exist to serve these millions of students. I think you mentioned they are less expensive. They are credentialed. They're usually local, and provide a great many open doors for many students that wouldn't have any other way of obtaining higher education.
COVID-19 shook things up in pretty much all walks of life here in the country. What kind of things do you hear from member organizations about how COVID affected their operations?
Well, I mean, it affected them in a many different ways, not the least of which is many of them had to shut down their college campuses and move everything to this remote online format. Which they did. We also saw a great deal, you know, community colleges serve about 30% of the nation's first generation college students. And if you think about that, like many of them don't come from a college going culture. So they're navigating registering, applying, taking classes in this online format when they don't really have any frame of reference for doing so. So many of our colleges were able to find ways, I think those phone calls that were mentioned earlier, one of those ways to really reach out to the local community and let students know what their options were, what's available to them, what resources and benefits that community colleges could provide. But COVID impacted everything in teaching and learning, in the way students teach and were taught and were learning. Many colleges were also providing technology like computers, laptops, hotspots for Wi-Fi. College parking lots were turned into Wi-Fi hotspots so students could take classes and exams in a socially distanced way. Many colleges provided food to students that had hunger insecurities and housing insecurities. So the colleges across the country have really stepped up to help students provide students the least interruption to their higher education pathway as possible.
Another issue that people have put out as a theory here for why people aren't going back to community colleges now is the pandemic rebound in the economy means wages have gone up, maybe for the same kind of jobs that people going to community college or technical college might have planned on applying for. And they're making the decision, hey, I'm going to take this higher wage now as opposed to going into that educational system now. Is that something you're seeing?
I don't have any data, but it's definitely something that we're hearing. College presidents from across the country are telling us that, you know, they have students that are working and what would always have been considered, you know, kind of entry-level jobs that are starting at much higher wages, some up to $20, $25 an hour. And so they're choosing to work. And anecdotally, that's what we are hearing from, you know, kind of across the board.
We're talking about a decline in enrollment at the nation's community colleges and technical colleges. Martha Parham is with us, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for the American Association of Community Colleges. Now we want to hear from you, your story at 800-642-1234. Do you attend a technical or community college? Were you planning on going but decided to take a job during the pandemic instead? Can you talk about what went into that decision? Could it be talking about you? Maybe we're talking about your student, your new high school graduate. If you're in high school, if you're a senior right now, how are you weighing technical college versus going right into the job market? If you work or teach at a technical college in the state, what are you seeing? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk about enrollment at community and technical colleges in the U.S. A new report from the National Student Clearinghouse shows that there are 15% fewer students than in the fall of 2019. Officials point toward the pandemic and the economic and social changes of the last couple of years. We're looking at what those colleges are doing now to recruit and retain students, and sometimes retrain students, with Martha Parham, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for the American Association of Community Colleges, hoping to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you go to one of our technical colleges here in the state or a community college elsewhere? Would you recommend it to somebody maybe just getting ready to graduate high school this spring? Was it a good experience, a valuable experience for you? Do you go to one or work at one right now? Were you on the fence making that decision, or maybe your kid was? Do I go to technical college, or do I go right into the job market? What did you weigh? What decision did you make? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Christine on Facebook, who says tech college administrators are asking faculty to do more with less, using adjuncts whenever possible, paying them only for class time, no prep time. Here in Wisconsin, Christine says the union is a shell since Act 10. Invest in full-time faculty, pay them well, and program quality goes way up. Christine pointing toward budget issues, staffing issues. Martha, are these concerns you hear from schools around the country?
Well, of course. Community colleges are the least funded segment of higher education. And, you know, it's kind of in our nature to be all things to all people, whether in our formal mission or not. We really do try to meet the needs of the local community and students that reside in that local community. And that also, you know, means that we try to work with business partners in local communities. And so by doing that, you know, the resources are scarce. Again, it's the least funded sector of higher education. And so it's not unusual that colleges do, you know, whatever they have in their power and within their resources to provide the classes that they need.
Thanks for posting that, Christine, on Facebook. We mentioned, you know, those personal calls that schools are making to students to try to recruit them, to retain them. Have you seen other kinds of strategies, Martha, for how schools are trying to keep the students they might have had in the past, or maybe reach out to new demographics?
Absolutely. We are seeing a lot of, you know, calling. We're seeing a lot of staff that was repurposed, for lack of a better word, that maybe had on-campus jobs that were retrained so that they could be that touch point for students and contact them. And we've seen colleges that have actually not just contacted them about recruitment and initial attendance, but also contacted them as they were studying to make sure they were staying on track and they had the resources they need. In other cases, we've seen colleges that provide, that have partnerships with food delivery services and grocery delivery services to make sure that students have, you know, adequate food at home during this time. A lot of community college students work. In fact, over 70% of community college students work. Many of them lost their jobs at the initial start of the pandemic. And so a lot of these concerns, you know, were alleviated by these actions by community colleges. We've seen a lot of access to healthcare, mental health care, jobs, child care, anything that colleges can do, again, to eliminate barriers to completion, we've seen across the country.
Talking to Martha Parham, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for the American Association of Community Colleges, talking about a decline over the last couple of years in enrollment in community colleges, technical colleges here in Wisconsin. Still time for you to share your story, maybe your decision, what led you to attend technical college over the last couple of years, or to not to. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Martha, I'm glad you mentioned all the students who were working and going to technical colleges. I talked about kind of an either-or decision facing high school students. Can you talk about the way community colleges work around work schedules so people can do both at the same time?
Well, they work to maintain flexibility in course offerings, in support services. And really, if there is a silver lining to the pandemic, making those services accessible around the clock when students need them has certainly been one of those silver lining outcomes. We've seen, you know, colleges have moved their classes to online formats. Sometimes they're synchronous, sometimes they're asynchronous. So students can work and then do their classes when they have the time, whether that's early morning, late at night, depending on their schedule. Another thing we've seen is, you know, community college students, a lot of them are adult learners with adult responsibilities, including children, in addition to their jobs. So, you know, we're seeing colleges providing hotspots so that students have access to broadband when they have kids that are at home taking school online while they're trying to work online and be in school online. So colleges have really worked to develop programs and services that help, like you said earlier, meet students where they are and provide them with resources that they need when they need them.
We got a caller at 800-642-1234. Paul is with us in Almena. Paul, hi.
Hello. I was just wondering if your speaker could comment on the lack of respect that technical colleges receive in things like anytime you have to fill out your higher education last graduate, because they usually have GED, high school diploma, some college, or four-year degree. It never has a place for... Even in the U.S. Census, it doesn't have a place for technical graduate. I've graduated about 38 years ago. I've been very successful with it and am proud of it and just wondered what we can do to get more recognition.
And, Paul, before we let you go, where did you go and what was your course of study that led to good outcomes for you?
I went to what was what is Northland College now. It was WITI when I went, Wisconsin Indiana Technical Institute, and then it changed to WITC and then just recently changed its name again. I went for packaging machinery repair. Landed me a job, me and two classmates, a job in Houston, Texas, right out of school. And then I worked in the Twin Cities for a while before coming back to the farm for a few years, and now I've worked at the same plant here locally for over 20 years.
Well, Paul, glad you came back to Wisconsin. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Martha, his first point, no respect sometimes, Paul says, even when you're filling out an online form or something like that for community and technical colleges.
Yeah, I mean, at some levels, we can be the Rodney Dangerfield of of higher education. But I think that tide has really shifted, and Paul, I'm really thankful for you for sharing your story. We love to hear success stories. And you know, we've seen, certainly, you know, I've been in Washington for about 7 years now. And in that time, I've seen a great deal of shift toward community colleges being a solution and a provider of solution, not only for higher education, but also in particular, actually, for these career and technical education programs. We're seeing a lot of partnering from very large technology companies that are looking to the community colleges to ensure that students have the programs that will allow them to be successful in work. But in terms of stigma, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't there. There has been, you know, a stigma about community colleges is where you go when you don't get into the four-year university of your choice. But I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful because I think parents and students are, let's just say, a little trepidatious about getting into massive debt to send their kids to college. So really, community college is a smart choice. You can go for 2 years, save a lot of money, and then go to the four-year college of your choice and still have that pathway open to you without incurring extra debt. In terms of career and technical education and those certificate programs, again, they're gaining in popularity, and we're seeing that not everyone, you know, needs to have an office job. And so the popularity of programs like welding, carpentry, truck driving, and other career and technical education programs are really taking off. I think it would be interesting to mention that community colleges train about 80% of the nation's first responders. So your firefighters, police officers, EMTs. So community colleges have a place. And while there is still a stigma attached, I think I'm hopeful that that stigma is really losing ground.
Paul, thanks for that call. And Martha, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Martha Parham, Senior Vice President of Public Relations for the American Association of Community Colleges. We talked to her today about the decline in enrollment at two-year schools around the country. Earlier, we looked at the situation here in Wisconsin with WPR reporter Rich Kramer. Still time for you to share your thoughts, your story, maybe, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, what's the most amazing sports achievement or streak or performance in the history of sports? Our guest has some ideas, and you could share yours. And it's this week's edition of Food Friday. If you're not a perfectionist in the kitchen, that's okay. I'm not either. We'll get advice from the author of a cookbook called Good Enough. That's tomorrow on Central Time. Coming up after the news, alcohol-induced deaths increased drastically in Wisconsin. We'll look at what the data says and what treatment and prevention efforts could look like. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.